knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Everywhere I look, there's a dead end waiting. Temperature's dropping at the rotten oasis.
It's a carnival.
Hey, actually, no, I got my haircut yesterday, so that's in honor of my stylist.
I was just going to say, you need to get your haircut.
That's for you, Christina.
It's looking a little long on top.
Really?
Even after the cut.
Poofy. You're listening to the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We spent hour number one delving into the whole tax software genre, so if you have any questions about that, check out all the resources on our website, conveniently located at datadoctors.com, and I invite you to make that your start page.
Yeah, homepage, and it won't be a hijack.
It sounds like the second hour is dedicated to haircuts.
Yes.
No.
Now, Chris emailed in because we confused him with something we ended the last segment with.
Or her.
Or her, yes. Yes. Norton Antivirus questions. I've been listening to your program, and now I'm confused about which antivirus to install on my computer. I have an HP Pavlovian Pavilion 750N with Windows XP. Windows XP. This is a very important point.
Mm-hmm.
I've just purchased and installed Norton 2004 antivirus. Should I uninstall this program and install 2003 instead? Inquiring minds want to know.
The answer? Chris, actually, you're in pretty good shape. Here's what we recommend. If you have an older computer, meaning older hardware and possibly older operating system, specifically if you have Windows 98 or older.
On a 2 to 3 year old machine or older.
Yeah, I would stick with the Norton Antivirus 2003 and make sure you keep it up to date.
Yes.
The reason being is that it has a lot less engine, a lot less stuff under the hood. And
overhead,
so,
yeah.
So your computer's going to run a little bit more better.
Unfortunately, all software companies, Microsoft, Symantec, all these guys feel like they have to continue to, you ready for this? Innovate new features.
Right.
You know, remember when Microsoft Word was a real simple word processor, had a spell check, a thesaurus, and, all the basic features you need to be able to write a letter.
Now you can collaborate online.
Same thing with Inver. You can share your thing.
Remember
Quicken?
Yeah.
Used to be a nice, simple little checkbook register.
Right.
Not anymore.
No.
So, I mean, that's what's happening now with Norton Antivirus. McAfee took the plunge 2 or 3 years ago when they started getting really insane with their software. Unfortunately, if you put these newer programs that are intended to be run on faster computers with the newer operating systems onto an older system, it's not that it won't work. It's just that we've seen quite a few people with older machines on Windows 98 that put these new antivirus programs on. They're complaining of performance issues.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just putting the word out there. That's our job here. All day long or all week long, we work on people's computers, and we're trying to report to you what we're seeing in the field. And I think that's been one of the reasons why this show has survived for 11 years or whatever, however long we've been on. Because we're not here to worry about the sponsors.
Oh, that's right.
No. We love our sponsors.
Yes. So, Chris, to answer your question very simply and to wrap it up, newer computer with newer operating system, in your case, a newer HP with Windows XP, 2004, you're in just fine shape.
Yeah, especially if you're not noticing any problems.
Yeah.
If it's not broken, don't worry about fixing it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Shall we go to Mary?
Mary,
not so quite contrary.
Are you ready?
Huh?
I have a problem mailing pictures.
Okay.
If I send a picture with my Microsoft Picture program or whatever and use their email steps, it comes out in the body of the email itself. So I tried creating a separate file of one picture and doing it as an attachment.
Mm-hmm.
It still gets put in the email. And it also shows up as an attachment on the attachment line.
Well,
and I can't make it stop.
You may be viewing it in such a way that it's doing that. Not all people that will receive it will see it that way.
It's not a whole universal thing. What you're dealing with is something called an embedded attachment, and because of the way Outlook Express is set up on your machine, it's appearing that way. But when I receive it on my machine, for example, it wouldn't appear that way because I don't have mine set up to display that way by default, so I would just get it as an attachment. So it's all based on how your thing is set up, how it's going to display it, but it's only for you. To others, it may not display the same way.
Are you concerned about that, or are you actually having a problem when you send it to somebody?
Well, I've tried to... In the past, I've tried to send a couple of things that had a question and then open the attachment for the answer in a graphic and a picture.
Well, you're trying to be goofy?
Yeah.
You know what?
But I'm getting the same thing. I did find a little place on Outlook, and I called Cox, and they couldn't help either.
Yeah.
That you could unclick to show picture as an attachment, or, there was some little...
Well, that's only
it never did work.
That's only for your end. For the receiver, unless theirs is changed, it's not going to work. Now, let me give you a quick suggestion. If you want to do what you're trying to do, what you might do is compose two emails.
Mm-hmm.
One with the question, the second one with the answer and send them one right after the other so that the receiver would get and open the first one and then open my next email for the answer.
The other thing is attachments are so dangerous, and by and large, we tell people don't care who it's from, don't care what it is, don't open them.
Gotcha.
They're too dangerous. So, you know, having it embedded in the message, that's actually, they're doing that so that it's obvious to people that the attachment is something more than just a hoax or a worm or a virus. So you're kind
of... Okay, because I do receive, my brother sends me Outlook, not Express, but Outlook emails. And his do the same thing. They have all 12 pictures, but then they show 12 attachments.
Right,
but that's because your Outlook Express is set up that way. It has nothing to do with his end. It's all on the receiver's end. The sender has nothing to do with it.
And I can't reset it not to do it, or I can.
I think you can.
It doesn't matter.
I think you can if you go into some of the options. Instead of it composing and reading in by default in HTML,
uh-huh.
You would change it to either rich text or plain text, which is how email was originally designed to be.
Right.
Okay.
That might change it, but that may affect some other things that, like links and emails and things that you click on now, may not be as easily clickable. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, there could be some downsides to that, too. You kind of got to play with those and weigh your options.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will try that then.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet. Good luck, Mary.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
You know what? If I hang up on the caller instead of turning our mics off,
yeah.
That probably would be more successful.
Yeah. I've done that before. Do we have time to get to Mike? Because he's got
a
question.
We have time to get to Mike.
Yeah.
Mike's got a burning question, and we got a burning answer.
Mike's got a compact hue and is having a problem that a lot of people are having now. Mike, why don't you explain your consternation?
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one having this problem.
No, you're not.
Good. Hey, what I've got is I had a problem with pop-ups, for one thing. And I went into your website, downloaded a pop-up blocker, and it's really cool because the little line on the homepage says, you know, 5,000 blocked or whatever, you know. But
you got the Google toolbar.
No. Okay.
And I still got a lot of problems with pop-ups, but that's not the huge problem. What the problem is, I get these little messages. They come on like a square gray screen, and it's just words, or sometimes they try to draw pictures with the symbols and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
But I left my computer the other morning, went to work, came home, and I had 102 of those things.
Yep.
That's a lot of them.
And I had to shut them down. You know, I had to close them one at a time.
Isn't that fun?
No. Really not.
And you didn't have your browser open, did you?
No, I didn't.
It was just like sitting there. You have a high-speed internet connection of some sort, right?
Yeah, we have cable internet.
Right, so you're always on. And so there's three or four different areas. In fact, if you go back into the archives of our radio show, we addressed the three major areas that can cause pop-ups. So you took care of one by putting a pop-up blocker on. That takes care of browser-based pop-ups. But now you probably have, what, Windows XP?
Yes.
Okay, there's a thing in Windows XP that allows administrators to send messages to everybody on a network saying, his server's going to go down in a half an hour, everybody get out of your programs. So he didn't have to walk around to 300 people going, get out of the system, get out of the system, get out of the system. That's a networking component that's by default turned on when you get your machine.
Great feature, right?
So these muyucks on the internet have figured out how to go across the internet and find people like you and pop up a message using that administrative tool. So you can go in there and turn that off.
How?
What you want to look for, you're going to have to do a little bit of searching around, but it's something called the Messenger service, and you're going to want to turn that off. And we have some step-by-step instructions, or if you just go out to do a Google search for disable Messenger service, those three words in Google, I bet you you'll find step-by-step instructions on exactly how to do that.
Or just go back through our archives, and we talk about pop-ups, I don't remember how many shows ago, but basically all the resources that we had for that are in that show,
okay.
And including the step-by-step on, I wrote a column about this, I don't know, a year ago.
Okay.
Okay?
Do I have time for one more quick question?
Sure.
Okay. It used to be when I was on my startup screen and I clicked on Internet Explorer, I get the home page for either Cox or MSN, depending on
yes.
if it was my wife or mine.
Yes.
Now when I get it, I don't get the home page. I get something that says, if your CD drives have ejected, you have spyware.
Yeah. You have been hijacked, my man. So in addition to all of the things that we've just talked about, you're going to need to get something that actually goes in. There's a CWS Trojan that's out there that can take advantage of people that are not completely patched. Do you go to the Windows Update site on a regular basis?
No.
Okay. You need to start listening to this show every week.
You need to start doing that, number one. Number two, I would get behind some kind of firewall. Right now, you're connected directly to the internet, and there's a lot of issues that you've probably got going on because of that. We have a free tool that you can download called SpyBot. You can get it right at our website at datadoctors.com. We have a link to it. If you click on the big yellow seal of approval thing up in the upper left-hand corner,
right.
Look for SpyBot. Download and run that. Make sure you update it and immunize. A lot of big words we just threw out there. Make sure you pay attention to all those things. You've got like six or seven different areas that you've got some problems in that all need to kind of be cleaned up.
And unfortunately, if you've been hijacked with one of the more aggressive hijacking programs out there, it's a real major pain to get them out of there. So, you know, just go through all of the free tools that we have in there and then go back and look at the pop-up show that we did quite some time ago, and you're going to have to go through it. It's a lot of work, but you got to protect yourself. Those guys are coming after you. And you need to go to the mic. If you just click on tools in your internet browser, you click on tools, okay. And then tell it to go to Windows Update, have it check to see how many critical updates you're missing.
So I have a feeling there'll be a few.
Yeah, they'll patch the hole. Hey, you know what? On that, we just did a news story with Channel 5 that's going to air tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. You would think that if you buy a new computer off the shelf at some big retail store that when you got it home, you're pretty much this issue with the patches and everything you'd be okay on. Wouldn't mm-hmm. you, Mike? You would just
yeah.
assume that, right?
Right.
Well, you might want to watch the show to see. We actually went and bought a computer at a local retailer, plugged it in, and we just wanted to see how many updates did it was missing. In other words, by the time the thing got built, Windows got loaded, it got through distribution, got to the manufacturer, the retailer's distribution point, to the retailer's store, and then to the actual storefront, and then you know the customer actually buys it. There's quite a bit of lag time there, so lots of things have happened, and most people just assume I'm buying a new computer, it must be up to date.
Yeah.
So you might want to watch Channel 5 News tomorrow night.
Hey, Mike, believe it or not, this is very, very common. We service hundreds and hundreds of computers every month, and you know what? Probably 80% of the ones that come through our shop for service, the six or seven things that we're talking about right now, in addition to a bunch of other things, we do to every machine that comes in.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I shouldn't feel that stupid.
It's basically taken what used to take us about an hour, hour and a half to go through a machine to get it cleaned up and ready and protected. Now it's about 2.5 to 3 hours, just because there's so much stuff that you have to do.
And we're trying to do more than just clean it up. We're trying to clean it up and then prevent it all from coming back. So that's actually the harder part.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. So you want to definitely arm yourself with some knowledge and put some shields in there.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do some research.
All right. Good luck, Mike. Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet. And any of you that are new to the show, the reason we have our newsletter is so we can send out this information on a regular basis, and we send it out because it's one piece at a time. There's so much to do. And if you wait like Mike did, you can feel his pain. He's going to be spending some time just trying to get back to ground zero.
Yep.
So
the candle's burning at many ends for Mike.
Yes, it is. And it's about to blame him.
We're going to take a quick break. We got one segment left, and we got a couple more. Your calls and questions, 602-277-5827. More of the Computer Corner right after this short break.
This is your last chance. Our year-end clearance sale only happens once each year, and it's going to end Tuesday night at 9.
That's Debbie Gaby. And if you want the best possible price on a new mattress, don't miss Sleep America's year-end clearance sale.
We've got huge discounts on all the best brands.
Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Spring Air, Kingsdown, Nature's Rest, Select Comfort.
This is our biggest year-end clearance sale ever.
Twin mattresses start at $79. Queen sets at $179.
Plus, Simmons is changing every Beautyrest mattress.
This is your last chance for closeout prices on Beautyrest mattresses. Save up to $700.
Don't miss Sleep America's huge year-end clearance sale.
Beautyrest closeout discounts.
And year-end clearance savings on all major brands.
Ends Tuesday night at 9.
Sleep America, where America goes.
Don't miss the savings. Sleep America's end-of-the-year clearance sale ends Tuesday night at 9. Queen-size mattresses start at just $179 for the complete set. 26 Sleep America stores. Call 1-888-94-SLEEP.
The number one Chevy dealer in the world has just opened a second location.
But you won't find any cars here.
Introducing the grand opening of Midway Chevrolet's Commercial Truck Outlets. Over 500 commercial trucks, vans, cargo vans, extended cabs, one tons. Everyone qualifies for our special workman's brace. Whether you need one truck or 25 trucks, go for a test drive today. Have the equipment you want today and drive home today. Only at Midway Chevrolet's Commercial Truck Outlets. Save $10,000 on brand new Chevy. Like and 01 S10 for $59.95. A 2000 Silverado for $69.95. A 96 cargo van for $49.95. That's right, a cargo van for $49.95. So contractors, pool men, plumbers, landscapers, air conditioning men, electricians, roofers, you all need trucks and work vehicles. Get $10,000 off only at Midway Chevrolet's commercial truck outlet. Get the new truck you want, equipped the way you need it right here at Midway. Midway Chevrolet's commercial truck outlet, 1 mile east of I-17 on Bell Road.
Distinctive Euro styling, 75,000-mile limited warranty with roadside assistance. Torque on demand four-wheel drive, that's the powerful new Isuzu Rodeo. Drive one today at your Valley Isuzu dealer.
When your scalp just keeps itching and flaking, you may have severe dandruff or psoriasis. This calls for an extra strength attack. Try MG217 Medicated Tar Shampoo to control stubborn itching, flaking, and scaling from severe dandruff or psoriasis. It's extra strength, it's effective, and you don't need a prescription. MG217 Shampoo is available at your local drugstore.
Do you have patches of itchy, scaly, irritated skin? Perhaps on your elbows, knees, hands, or feet? If it's psoriasis, relief is available without a prescription. Don't suffer needlessly from these agonizing and embarrassing symptoms of skin psoriasis. Try MG217 ointment. It helps stop the itch, remove scaly buildup, redness, and irritation. Your skin can be healthy and clear of psoriasis.
Relieve stubborn dandruff with MG217 shampoo. For more info, visit their website at mg217.com.
Sun City Grand by Del Webb can be looked at in one of two ways. You can see our four golf courses, clubs and classes, pools and fitness centers as incredible amenities. Or you can look at them the way Del Webb residents do, as really good places for getting together. Sun City Grand is just one example of how since 1960, Del Webb has been more than a home builder, but a builder of communities for like-minded people. Across the valley, Del Webb offers more types of communities for every stage in life. From smaller, more intimate settings like Solera, Peralta Trails for all ages, and Cortabella, to the larger resort-style communities of Anthem, an all-ages community, and Sun City Grand, where an ever-growing number of activities leads to one thing, a growing number of friends. To learn more about Sun City Grand and to find the community that's right for you, visit delweb.com/Arizona, the communities of Del Webb. Del Webb is an equal housing opportunity builder.
Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
That Russ, he's so funny, isn't he?
KTAR.
KTAR.
Hey, what are you laughing about, huh?
You guys are so silly.
You're really so silly sitting over there.
You're just getting that, huh? Hey, real quick, our Geek Speak of the Week is this week's little term for you to use at your...
Ooh.
This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Wallwart.
Wallwart.
So good, we're going to use it again. Wallwart is an awkward, blocky power plug transformer that's used for modems, telephones, you know that it takes two or three plugs because it's so big. You know, they plugs into the power strip.
Uh-huh.
The actual wallwart is so big it takes two or three spaces.
Yeah.
And it sticks way out from the wall looking like a
wart.
There you go.
And our free download of the week is because of all the spam calls we get. If you're an Outlook user, check out our free download of the week. Now, it does not work for Outlook Express. If you need a spam filter for that, we've got suggestions for you as well on our website. But this week's download of the week is Spam Bays, and absolutely, if you're an Outlook user, that's the real big version of Outlook, you want this program. It's incredible.
It's the most coolest spam filter I've ever seen in my whole life.
It learns how to get rid of spam more gooder for you.
Yeah.
Real quick, the Did You Know segment.
Did you know the first graphical computer was created in 1973?
Oh, it's Etch-a-Sketch, right?
Yeah.
To put it in perspective, Mike Hell and I were both born the next year.
Exactly.
You guys make me sick.
We did that just to make
young.
You sick.
Okay. So who had this thing?
Actually, the Xerox Alto personal computer was the name of it. So Xerox made it, and they
what a user-friendly name.
Yeah, I know. They ended up selling it to Apple
or licensed it. Yeah, they licensed the technology.
And
so in 1973, they had a personal computer that did all these things, right?
Correct. What? They called it the "What You See Is What You Get" editor, and had a commercial. Like a mouse.
That's right.
You saw the little arrow. It was a graphical user interface, so you saw icons and stuff like that, which were never before.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I get this straight. So Apple stole, licensed from Xerox, and then Microsoft stole, licensed from Apple.
Yeah, did something that was very similar.
They're innovators over there.
What's amazing is Xerox Park, that's the Palo Alto Research Center, that's why this thing was called the Alto. They are responsible for Ethernet, for the mouse, for so many things, but they just licensed it and let everybody else make the money.
In 1973,
they had this thing with a mouse, a graphical user interface, and the ability to network. That's pretty...
That's like it's most of what
advanced.
We do today.
Exactly. Yeah. What we just take for granted today is...
If they had just invented the web browser and, high-speed internet connections, they would have had everything.
Yeah.
Or the wheel.
And if they had actually retained all that.
Let's talk to Dave in Peoria.
You know what? Actually, Dave in Peoria, we're going to have to take off the air.
Oh, that's because the...
You see how the time ran out on us?
Oh.
This happens to us every week. We have so much fun having fun with you that, 2 hours just flies by in a flash.
Dave's question about why his Windows XP machine takes so long to start... Make a note, Michael. That's a whole show right there.
Why does Dave's Windows XP machine take so long to start?
We're going to go to Dave's house and take notes.
We'll do a live broadcast.
All right. Well, if you missed any portion of the show, feel free to check back on our website in a very short period of time. We'll have the audio archives all posted up there so you can listen to the segments one at a time.
Speaking of live broadcasts, next week we'll be broadcasting live.
Yes.
On the road from some kind of RV show.
Yes, at the Civic Plaza. So all you RVers, come on out there. We're going to talk about mobile technology, stuff that is kind of cool to take on the road. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at datadoctors.com. Check out all our tips and tricks and all the goodies we have there. Datadoctors.com.
It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Mike Cal Valdivia reminding you,
if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
You want a new car. You want the great features.